Yes, it is time for the Go Home Raw After Show to Extreme Rules. We got a full squad just about in studio, and we're about to do it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what up?
Okay.
I'm with this.
Okay.
Come on, TK. Come on, Evan.
Good for you, brother.
You have to know this song. It's one of the greatest hip-hop songs ever.
It really actually is.
No, no, no. One of the greatest tracks.
Wow.
There ain't no half-stepping.
TK? They sampled this a billion times. This might be out of my... You might have aged me on this one.
I want to get some, but I'm McCain. Yo, you know the outcome. They can't get with me.
So
I got you. I got you.
So...
Flavor.
You be dating the Chocolate Sisters or what?
I keep my love open for anyone.
Eddie, keep his love open. Yeah, yeah.
That's like weird lyrics to like a 90s R&B song.
Keep your love open.
Keep my love open.
Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. That's...
Right? So much love in the studio right now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad you guys are here. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, brother.
I was by myself last week. I missed you.
And I was mid out. You guys even always looking lonely up there, man.
I'm just begging people to take. Please go!
He held it down.
He always does, though. I wasn't worried about that.
It's just me and Tone. I'm like, if you don't call, it's going to be. I'm on chat roll. If you don't call, it's going to be a short show, everybody. You better call.
Call me.
You better call.
Call Johnny.
Welcome, everyone. Raw After Show. Here we are. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto. So the gentleman right there, he is America's sweetheart.
Yeah, chocolate sweetheart.
I'm sorry, he's America's chocolate sweetheart.
Yeah, this
sweetheart.
Is for legal purposes, man, because that's Julia Roberts' thing, so I don't want
to... She's not
it. It's a legal issue. Once, always, right?
Really? I don't know. I mean, you can only be... When you get named America's sexiest whatever, you're not always that.
Okay. If you was people sucking you something, would you want somebody to take that from you?
Fair point. Mark Henry apparently is still the world's strongest man.
There you go. That thing lasted forever.
All right. He's America's chocolate sweetheart forever. Follow him at Evan T. Mack. He's Evan Mack.
Yo.
Yeah. And you see her every single day on TMZ, and she's so much fun. And you follow her everywhere at TK Trinidad, because she's TK Trinidad. And you guys also host a show together, I believe.
We do.
Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly.
Boom.
And my wrestling name, even though I'm never going to wrestle, is the Canadian Assassin.
Yeah, that was a direct shot at the American Sweetheart. You see what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, really? Yeah, it's a direct.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like she like murdered the American Sweetheart.
Are you ready for TCA? See? This is the first time the three of us have ever done it together.
Yeah,
I think so.
100%.
Oh yeah.
Because it's usually me, TK.
Is there ever going to be
TK.
Four people?
You hobo, me
well,
hobo.
Hobo, look.
Hobo's working.
He's moving and shaking.
Hobo is very busy this week working with New Japan G1 up in the Cow Palace, San Francisco.
Shout out to you, boy.
And also, you can catch him on Championship Wrestling as Robert Baines now, which is, boy, oh boy, that's something to see. But yeah, congrats to him. He's Seriously. Staying busy up there. He was also on Raw last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. So, yeah, hopefully he'll be back soon, but give him a shout at Baines Destroy.
Shout out to the hobo.
So let's get to this, guys. I'm thinking we could go step by step on Raw, but on a go-home show, we got Extreme Rules. I think we got to mix and match a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen all of it. I came right from a show, so I'm going to let y'all guide me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit the main points here. So what do you think about the Roman Reigns-Bobby Lashley brawl? I got to say, they're trying their tails off to get people to care, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to shift the distraction with the belt not being... on the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. There's some dope card, though.
Speaking
the card's dope. It is. But you're trying to distract people away from knowing that there's no title being defended.
And I'm telling you, they're doing a good job, especially after what Lesnar did over the weekend. They're blurring the lines. And by the way...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was very WWE-esque.
You better believe
it. And you know what I love?
Cormier was so happy about that. He's like, yeah!
He was so happy.
He was so happy. He's like, I will fight you.
He's like, I just knocked him out. And yeah. Now, I get to call Brock out.
Oh, he's excited.
So I was actually just talking to an MMA friend of mine who's like very, really knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. And my theory was if Cormier gets taken down by Lesnar, it's over. He's like, dude, Lesnar's going to get knocked out
straight
by
up.
Cormier. I'm like, really?
Straight up.
I was looking at the record because when I saw that, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me look at Lesnar's record to see, you know. But he's like half and half. Like he's lost a few.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had that many matches in the UFC.
That's true.
So I think Cormier should take him out. Mm-hmm. However.
Secondly, we have to wait till God knows how long, so.
Yes. But this is going to air on TMZ tomorrow, so you guys are the first ones to hear it. Actually got Ronda
Hot
Rousey.
Hot take, DJ Tone.
And she actually, somebody asked her about Cormier and Cormier, who's the GOAT and who's going to win?
Sure.
And so Rhonda couldn't pick between the two because she actually knows both of them very well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then she said, then we asked her if she thinks that Cormier is the GOAT of all time.
Well.
And she's like, well, you can't not of all time at this moment, yes.
Yeah, it's all time's hard.
Real hard, especially UFC.
It's all subjective, too.
In different weight classes, different divisions.
Yeah, exactly.
GSPs, so many, the so Icemans of the world.
Levels.
Either yeah. way, it's funny because I enjoyed watching. I appreciate MMA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love pro wrestling. That's my bread and butter. Mm-hmm. But I loved seeing all the MMA fans who hate wrestling get so mad on social media because they just now discovered that UFC has become WWE. It's like, it's been that. Oh. He's been stealing from wrestling for years, and you didn't want to admit it. Guess what? You're all out of stars. So now you got to go sports entertainment. Welcome to the party.
Well.
Isn't it great?
Because you're only as good as your stars.
Yeah.
But we knock people out, and it's real. Like, but you know what's box office, though. Yeah, yep. When Conor faded back, you're like, what?
And I spoke to two who I consider MMA experts this week, and they both said, oh, yeah, UFC has no stars. They have to go this route.
Zero.
So there you go.
No disrespect. Everyone beats their people's brains in, but there's no one's box office. There's not a personality amongst them.
Nope.
And I love Cormier.
Sure.
That's my guy.
And Cormier, you know, he was so giddy calling out Lesnar. It's the whole thing. Obviously, we're getting off topic. It had to be mentioned. It was big news.
I just don't want him to cry.
My man is emotional,
don't
man.
Don't cry.
Okay. We don't know what's going to go on with the Universal Championship.
We don't.
Is he going to defend it at SummerSlam? And now, if that fight's really going to happen, you got to believe he hangs on to it in the hopes he beats Cormier. No one's ever held up both titles. Ever.
Wow. Mm.
So you think they take a gamble on that and just and they continue to drive wrestling fans nuts by having a champion who doesn't show up?
For like big stuff though, you know what I mean? Like this Extreme Rules card is crazy.
I like that. Like that's what I would do. Like you have that much power, like, I'm going to stay home on the couch and collect this check.
That's cool, but I'm telling you, man,
I'll tell you what, Lesnar is officially a heel now because people are, so many people tweet me, I'm so sick of him,
It's not fun anymore. Like, now they're genuinely pissed. Like, fans are genuinely pissed, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking about diehard wrestling fans are like, now it's getting a little out of hand now.
Mm-hmm.
Now he ain't coming to no pay-per-views. Like, now he ain't showing up to no Raw. I'm like...
So are you're okay with it? Are you fine with, let's say the fight officially, because you know he got popped for whatever, they have to wait till January. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with him keeping the title until after that fight?
Why not?
Wow.
Why not?
I mean, I'm not
a monster in the bank.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it on the wrestling side of it, but I'm okay. I could see his side of it.
The historical side of it, obviously, that's money for UFC and WWE because they're obviously working together.
Right. So I could see both sides of it, and I see like why he's positioned himself where he doesn't have to subject his body to that type of brutality all the time. He could literally go. He probably wakes up hella early. He seems like that type. Goes and lifts, takes tens to whatever is on his farm, does some shooting, chills, maybe knocks back a beer, and he's like chilling on his couch at 8 p.m.
Do you even see him training hard for this?
That's why he's getting knocked out by Cormier.
Well, I think. Well, it's one of two things. He either he's like a Mayweather. He's always training.
He ain't Mayweather. As much as I hate
Mayweather is a workhorse.
He's a terrible human being, but yes, he's the best.
Not like he's keeping his base.
Yeah.
Meaning that he's still lifting. He's still doing all that stuff. Like he seems like he can go either way. Like he just eats decent, where he can just maintain his body, but his cardio sucks. Or he's just been consistently just keeping at the same pace where he lifts every day.
Well,
it's nothing crazy.
Luckily, we do have, you know, Rollins and Ziggler they're making the Intercontinental title something amazing. Yeah. Obviously, it's always been amazing.
Yeah, it's my favorite title.
But ebbs and flows. But these two together, that's how they closed out Raw. But starting off Raw, I mean, Lashley and Roman, they're doing whatever they can possibly do.
They are, and they're putting this. I think they're putting it over, brother.
That shot when they had Lashley's back, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
And Roman hopping over the top rope.
Roman's in his groove, though, man. Mm-hmm. When Roman's doing cut that promo last week about, you know what I mean? Like, bro, where you been in 10 years?
Calling him Bob.
Ooh, calling him Bob.
I know.
Roman's in his bag. Listen, Roman's in his bag, man. He's in his groove.
So's Bobby, I think.
Yeah, we talk about Bobby, man. Bobby he's in a good place. So, wait a minute. So, what do you think? Is he winning that match?
Well,
what could that match do for Bobby if he won?
For people who haven't watched Bobby Lashley the past decade, I think he's at 60% of what I've seen him do. Mm. I still don't think he's comfortable in what character he is yet.
No.
And when he gets there, look out. And I don't know which way it's going to go. And if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say yes, he is going to win. That's assuming Lesnar shows up at SummerSlam, which right now I think those questions are there.
What type of character is he gonna? Is he gonna be more like a Luke Cage type character where like people just piss him off because he's a big black dude, but he still likes helping people?
Did you tell me
his character that you thought he was the strongest at when he's just better than everybody?
Yeah.
He said he was just like, I'm just better than you.
Lashley would walk in a room and be like, look at me, look at you. End of story. Mm. And obviously he would, you know, follow that up with a bunch of things, but you look at Bobby Lashley, that is a different person.
That is a fine specimen of manly. Yes,
he is a cyborg. That is a human being that is not like other human beings. No. Obviously, he's put the work in, but you look at him, good God. And that's when Lashley's at his best. And I think that's what he's going to get to eventually. As much as he's a nice guy, 2018, it's hard to be a nice guy unless you're Daniel Bryan.
That's true.
You know? But yeah, really fun first segment there. Obviously, we're just going to kind of run down the card a little bit. Kevin Owens and Kurt Angle. Obviously, Kevin Owens was squatting in Angle's office. Did that turn out to anything at the end?
They made a dope cage match.
Yeah.
And Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I did not know.
John's like, what? Yeah, bro. Cage match at Extreme Rules. Kevin Owens.
He's going to get massacred.
Man, I think it's dope. You know, until you hear Cage, I turn into a kid every time I hear Cage.
Did KO get anything weird happen to him tonight?
No, like, bro, I just kind of stepped
in. He had a doctor's note.
You saw that.
He did. I saw that.
I feel like I thought that, oh my gosh. Braun was going to become his friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kevin approached this. Now Braun's doing all these tricks. And then Braun's like, oh, no, like, you've proved that you can at least, you know, stay alive.
Could happen eventually.
And now you could be my little buddy. And now he just drags him all over the place. KO all over the place. Because this cage match seems, like, terrible for him. Like, he is twice the size of Kevin Owens.
What do you think? There's obviously a purpose behind this. What do you think the purpose should be long term? I said it last week. I want to know what you're...
Of these two,
and why Kevin Owens keeps getting just made to look like a Keystone Cop every week.
Because maybe at this point, maybe this cage match is the turning point where he actually tries to make Braun look human-ish, maybe? You know what I mean? Because
like Kevin... friends?
Because at the end of the day, Kevin Owens, when he get in that cage, he's going to do something to Braun. He ain't going to just... Braun ain't just going to roll him. Kevin's going to do something where he's going to inflict some kind of punishment. Maybe to humanize Braun a little bit. Because you're getting to this point where Braun's like, everyone's like, okay, it's only a matter of time for he gets the title. Like, it's only a matter of time for he cashes in, but it's okay to have bumps along the road. Maybe Kevin Owens is one of these bumps, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, maybe. So you're right. So Kevin proves that he can at least stay in the ring and, you know, does something, and Braun respects him for at least staying in the cage. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin essentially, Braun doesn't necessarily want that help, but helps Braun get that belt. In the long, long term.
That's a different way.
It's interesting.
Almost like a Jericho KO type thing where now KO is just like the, you know, it's almost like the little brother. Because now it's like, okay, well, because Braun doesn't have any friends.
Well, sure.
I mean, you know, so he doesn't have, except for Alexa Bliss. But they
that's
don't really
not
show
even
that.
On camera,
right?
Sure.
So Braun doesn't have any friends. So it seems like now you can humanize him with a KO, and KO will bring that commie element to it. And now we'll assist him, even though Braun doesn't want the assistance because it's Braun Strowman.
So, you both have elements of what I was going for. And you mentioned humanizing Braun Strowman. What I really think, and I don't know if it's going to happen, what I think should happen, Kevin keeps...
That genuinely scared me to death, bro. Yo, Tom, bro. I was captivated by Johnny's words. It's captivating.
That was the best one Tone's ever done. That scared me to death. That got me real good. So anyways,
oh my God.
I need my pills. I need my Nerf pills. Remember back in the day? Where are my Nerf pills?
Oh my God, dude.
What I want to see happen is Braun pushes Kevin Owens to the brink of becoming a monster himself. He becomes not the funny Kevin Owens. He becomes the destructive Kevin Owens. He becomes the kind of force that can deal with anybody, including Braun Strowman. That way, Braun still got the money in the bank, and Kevin Owens goes back up to this level here.
I like it.
He doesn't need Triple H to help him out. Bam.
I like it. Like that, when that Kevin Owens that made a splash when he beat Cena, you know what I mean? I like that Kevin Owens.
Exactly. And it's not easy to get
Kevin Owens. So.
That's the thing about Kev.
I love him too.
He can do everything. Yeah, Kev can do anything. He can look like the scared guy, and he can be the strong. That's what makes him a special superstar.
No question. So what went down? I know Bailey and Sasha had a no Dr. Shelby.
They were doing like counseling throughout the show.
Did it come out to anything?
Absolutely not. So it's like, we'll find out. Like, someone's in trouble from these sessions. We'll find out next week. So Monday.
Okay, right. So this has nothing to do with Extreme Rules, obviously.
Not at all.
I mean, that's okay. Let it go. I mean, let it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe SummerSlam.
So. I mean, it gives them a break.
Yeah. Well,
maybe on vacation.
Okay, so nothing happened there.
No.
Let's see. We obviously, the B team and the Eater of Worlds, they are going to be...
I like this.
Yeah, me too.
facing each other. Let's see, is it any kind of
BT picked up another W though?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's
sure did.
That's the interesting part. It was a nice ending, and they gave him the upper hand at the end. They gave the leader of the world the upper hand at the end. But this is interesting, brother. They might pull off a shocker on Sunday,
which
man.
Would be awesome because them together with the belts. We'll just bring that comedic relief. I don't know if they're going to, if they get the belt, I don't know how long they'll hold on to the belts, but I definitely want to see them get the belt.
Yeah, why not?
Wouldn't it be more fun to see it on a bigger stage like SummerSlam? Maybe let it go a month?
Yeah, but then that means they'll lose, and then that will ruin the streak. I feel like if they're going to win, either they do almost like a Ronda Rousey, Nia Jackson, where somebody comes and destroys it. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it doesn't count. And then they kind of reset and then set up for SummerSlam. But they can't afford to, they can't lose. If they lose now, then it just kind of kills the whole notion. Like, they were legitimately crying when they won this. Like, they were so happy.
As they should. They're great.
Right. They were so happy. I don't know if it was in disbelief or the luck that they're having, or they legitimately think that they're winning.
It's hard to upstage comedically Matt Hardy. And they've found a way to do it. I don't know how. Because to me, man, Matt Hardy, when he was the TNA Matt Hardy broken, oh my God, it's the best thing in years. Now, I still love this version, but man, who knew Axel and Bo had this in them?
I was listening to Bo do Bray's impression.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Well, it's like you could probably impersonate your siblings too if you have siblings. You know what I mean?
It's really good, brother.
But it is hopefully Bray's healthy. I mean, he looked okay tonight from the car accident. Mm-hmm. So, it looks like he's ready to go for Sunday, which will be interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. We already talked about Reigns and Lashley. What do you think is going to happen there? I'm going to say I think Lashley takes it because at this point, you got to believe whoever wins this will go after the Universal Championship. How many main events can Roman get? Mm. So, Lashley, I say. But I'm always wrong.
I think that Lashley, Roman has a few more years to go in the company, provided nothing crazy happens, then Lashley, like Lashley's shelf life with the company is a little bit less.
Oh, Roman's a very young man. I think Lashley, he might have him by a decade. I'm not sure.
So I feel like if they're going to do a push, this would be the time to do the push and then kind of get his character. But I'm kind of torn. Like, this is how I used to pick my football teams back in the day, like by favorite color. Now I pick them by favorite guys. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of torn because I like both of them almost equally. Mm-hmm. So. Just don't.
I mean, don't forget, though, Lashley, he could be a lot like Batista. Batista's damn near 50 and could still go if he wanted to.
Awesome,
Lashley's that kind of athlete to where it doesn't matter if he's in his early 40s. The guy is...
Yeah, there's certain wrestlers that just don't. It really don't.
Yeah, but then something happens and their recovery takes, 8, 9, 10 months versus somebody else who's 22 and it takes...
So your answer is no answer.
My answer is I would on a age front, I would want Lashley because I feel like he's been there and they haven't quite found the right storyline. Like, he had the thing with Sammy and that really didn't go anywhere. So, it just feels like if this is going to be the push, then this would be the push. And maybe if Brock does do the UFC, he would come back and he'd battle. Because I would like to see that. That would be a good match as well. But,
It ran its course. The same thing ran its course. It was to give him somebody to face someone that's going to be a great wrestler. It was going to be a cool. Sammy made lemonade out of that. I thought it was good for
him. I wasn't really excited about this one. I'm really excited to see because it's two big men.
Oh, yeah. They're going to bring it.
They
for
are.
Sure.
But Roman's been like this funk, man. He's been getting the brakes beat off him by big stages. So it's like, damn. It's like another loss. I wouldn't be surprised because he's in this funk right now.
And I appreciate, I've said it all the time, I appreciate what Roman Reigns does. He busts his tail. Goes 110% every single time. Character wise, it's the fans are what they are. They're not gonna.
It's just like they we're supposed to like him, so we're not gonna like him. Like we're like Elias not supposed to be over. You know what? We're gonna cheer for him extra hard. You know what I mean? Like fans are fickle, man.
Sure.
Because remember when he was with the Shield, right? Obsessed with Roman Reigns.
He was quiet.
Oh, they were obsessed with Roman Reigns.
Right.
Everyone was like, Evan the Shield should never lose ever.
There's a fine line in these days. And that line has been, just scribbled on and jumped over too many times. Who do you think wins?
Lashley.
Yeah.
Roman's in a funk, man.
All right. Fair enough.
But he's still getting enough camera time.
He's always going to get the camera time. Roman moves the needle. For all these people booing and jeering, if you don't want Roman to get over, then don't make any sound.
Yeah.
Like, he is polarizing.
Well, I think if Cena was here more often, then he might not get as much camera time. But we don't know what.
That's true, though.
Let's see. We got the Raw Women's Championship. I thought Nia Jax was really good on the mic backstage.
She was good.
Really dug it. She's coming into her own. Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Extreme Rules match. To me, this is tailor-made for something weird to happen that maybe hasn't happened with Extreme Rules.
Ronda's in the front row.
Something. I mean, something
Something's
to where
gonna happen.
Alexa has to hold on.
Yeah, Ronda's in the front row, and there's no rules. So, like, there's a lot of room for stuff to go on in that match.
Well, she ain't going to help Nia, bro.
No. I say legitimately don't.
Yeah. I bet Lesnar shows up there too, just like gets in the mic, starts cussing.
I doubt it.
That's not gonna happen.
Nope.
No. I love the fact that Lesnar gets—he's allowed to talk. It's like, yeah, you better hit that censor button.
Yo, the funny thing about Lesnar is he doesn't like to talk, but he is hilarious though.
Oh, bro. So funny
when he gets in that ring. He's like, yo, he's a piece.
Yeah.
He's a piece. Of, man. I was like, that dude don't need nobody talking for him. When he's on, he is on, bro. Mm-hmm. He's a big, scary dude. No part of Brock Lesnar, no Dark Alley, man.
The weirder he acted, yeah. The crazier he acted, the more money was coming in.
Honestly,
so.
Dana White was like, he was like Smithers, boy. Like, yeah. He was hype.
So, what's interesting is this is the only, of all the matches, this is the only quote Extreme Rules match on the card, which is interesting.
Well, now I'm thinking about it, it's actually, because Alexa just got the belt though to go flip-flop back
sure
and forth.
Did. She
that's
did.
Gonna be now. It, yep. I hate that they did that because now it feels like it's almost a setup for Alexa to, you know,
well, that's
retain
the,
it.
The way title's working for. I mean, yeah, Alexa is really good as a champ though. She's not a good chaser because you want to hate her, and when she's on top, you hate her even more.
Right.
And she's good at just digging that knife in your ribs.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. Maybe Ronda will return the favor and mess up the match, so then Alexa retains the belt.
There's no DQ, don't forget. I don't think.
Exactly. That's what, no, there isn't. That's
well, how much like. Extreme is there extreme? Like,
I don't know.
Will there be, like, blood?
I don't think you can do
that with the ladies.
By accident.
Why not with the ladies?
Because that's how they've been. I'm not calling the shots.
That's what I'm saying. Will it be as extreme where they go beyond anything that we've seen to the point where it's like, okay, this is beyond extreme.
Why not?
And somebody calls it.
I mean, you want to be careful, though.
Well, I mean, we all know that.
If anyone watched G1 over the weekend, you got to be careful. There's a couple things that happened that, well, one person got very, very injured. And during that match, I was terrified at the spots they were doing.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
Wow. You know, it's not like legitimate blood. It's like wrestling blood.
Sure. Then that's whatever.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, you know, rip her arm off. I'm talking about more on the aesthetics wise they do it in such a way where it's beyond extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, okay, we can't, like, somebody will come out and stop the match because, you know, women are not supposed to do this. You know what I'm saying?
No Mortal Kombat fatalities. Yeah.
So that might happen. But again, it's now that I'm thinking about it, like the fact that it's too soon. Yeah. It's too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like for her to lose it. Because I just like Nia having it. And she did better than what I thought.
She didn't have it long enough.
Yeah.
At all.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Well, a lot of pay-per-views happening at that time, and, you know, that's, you know, big moment of WrestleMania, at least. We got Balor and Corbin. I love me the Constable. Everything Corbin's doing, I'm on board.
I love the fact he finally cut his hair. That was great.
And him and Elias sang, right?
Yeah. I think it's weird that they're having that match at Extreme Rules, though. Like, they're having a one-on-one. That's, I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right.
Pay-per-views are allowed to go 9 hours now.
I was like, and a match. Finn Balor. I go, wait. Y'all better find something for Fergal to do, man. Y'all better find something for this young whippersnapper to do.
Well, we got 10 matches right now as we stand.
Dear
now, who knows
Lord.
What will happen on SmackDown. But don't forget, the last pay-per-view went 4 hours, 17 minutes.
Dear gosh. Lord. And it's so funny, though, because some of the matches, the roster, it feels like the roster is so big now that you should be having better storylines to get better matches. But it seems now that the roster is so big, the storylines are just getting, like, watered down because they're trying to fit so many people on the show. If that makes sense?
Sure.
Like, it's just, even with the women. It's like some of the women we haven't seen in a few weeks. And, you know, you follow them on social media and they might be off doing this or off doing that. But it's just like, with so many people, it's like, okay, well, we're just going to throw these matches together and do this storyline. And it's not as some of them are not as meaty as they would have been. Like, I feel like with the men's locker room, the Roman Reigns and Lashley one, they could have made it like a better storyline, but they have so many men in the locker room. you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm not feeling a lot of the matches. Like, they could have done without this pay-per-view. Like, just go straight to SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, they have cut it down to 13 total, so no more than one a month now, mm-hmm. and it's co-branded. But you bring up a great point. Even that, you don't really need it. You could just have television to do that.
We understand it's a money grab. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but it's still a good way to kind of keep the ECW thing alive-ish to give these fans out here a thing.
Like, it's a different thing.
Yeah, it's different. And the thing is, these matches, I like some of the matches they set up, though. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, out of nowhere, they're like, cage match. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, man.
KO and Braun.
They're going to tear it down, bro.
We'll watch anything they do.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be... Wow, yeah.
Kevin Owens don't give up. He'll go...
But then where did Sammy go?
Oh, he's out. He got injured. Yeah. He has to have surgery on both shoulders.
Yeah.
You got to go one at a time, though, because the kind of surgery he needs.
So he's out for like a year and a half.
Definitely until 2019.
Without question. Whew. Those shoulder injuries, man, that's brutal. Yeah.
The shoulder's the most mobile joint in the body, the most unstable. You can't get them both done at the same time because you won't have any function above 90 degrees, so you got to go one at a time. So
heal it and then do the...
It's going to be out for quite some time. But yeah, so KO and Braun... Yeah, steel cage match. I'd love to see that start the pay-per-view. Party on. Let's see. We pretty much covered most of all the main points. I really did enjoy what Liv Morgan and Ember Moon did as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Liv Morgan gets it, man. She's really young, but she gets the character, and I really enjoy
it's
her.
It's like a Harlequin character. Is it me? Or
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But right. I really enjoy her strategy, though. Like what she did with Ember Moon, I love when the coward just gets out of the ring and drives someone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she really learned a ton at NXT in a short amount of time. And I think she's, she's got a really good future ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the main event, which probably be the main event. IC title, Iron Man match, Ziggler, Rollins, Drew McIntyre's now allowed at ringside because he won tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, every time you shake your head, just...
Very weird. You're shaking your head no.
Well, oh, man, yes.
Okay.
I was just moving the
I don't know. I'm not as excited about this match for some reason. Mm. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to it. It feels like Ziggler is going to keep the belt. It feels like that's going to happen because Drew's going to do something. So I'm just really not, like, I think it's going to be a great quality match.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because this one was, but I just feel like...
You don't think we might see a certain return from someone to even the odds?
Like Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I don't see... That would be great, but I don't see Seth getting the belt back.
Yeah.
So it just seems like... I like those matches where you go in and you legitimately don't know what's going to happen because WWE has like so many possibilities. Like even with Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey, it's like there's so many possibilities because they've been pushing Ronda for so long. And with all this, you just never know. They just might just give her the belt. So you really didn't know. And the fact that Nia came out and literally like, you know, brutalized her was amazing because you just didn't know what to expect. With this one, you expect a really great quality match, but I just don't... I don't want to know in the back of my head that what I think is going to happen is going to happen, if that makes sense, like as far as belt-wise.
I feel you. What about you, Evan? Now, I think it's cool to see Ziggler have a title again.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I really care about.
Yeah?
Like, damn it, then he can wrestle. But, like, in Iron Man matches, to me, there's always an element of intrigue because there's a different ways they can end it. Mm-hmm. You can, like, run out of time, you know, and you can... I just love the Iron Man match. I know they don't do it anymore. With all due respect, a lot of wrestlers can't do it. To be honest with you, not on that roster. No disrespect. Mm-hmm. They cannot make an hour match viable.
Well, this is the half hour now.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, no, those two can go 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, so I just like to see that there's a little bit of an Iron Man match going on. And I think that's pretty good. I don't know, man. I don't think, I asked you about a couple weeks ago about the whole Drew McIntyre thing. Do you think it's going to get to that point where he gets pissed? And like, wait a minute, should I really be like his lackey?
That's what I was just thinking.
Because you know, Drew need to have a belt, belt.
Without question. I mean, it's just a modern day, kind of, sort of the Shawn Michaels Diesel.
Yeah.
But McIntyre, you look at him, that's another guy, just like Lashley, he's not a normal man.
He's a grown man. No.
He's an adult male. Grown.
No, we're adult males.
adult
males.
Yeah.
With, you know,
corn fed. Yeah. That's that corn fed Scottish right there.
That has no nutritional value. It's a lot more than corn.
That's an old term, man.
I know.
Big husky dude.
No, but the thing is, corn fed. in my four-door car. Like, he barely fit in that. That's, and that's a, like, it's not like a small car. It's just a standard car. He barely fits in it.
He's got, and I know he was in the company a long time, he has champion of everything written all
he
over.
He really does, brother. And he's getting better on the microphone, too. Mm-hmm. I like what he
He's been
he,
good for a while.
Yeah, I like where he cut it today. I like the his, like, his persona. Mm-hmm. And I just
oh, that sheep one was really
good. Oh,
was
yeah,
good
it was
too.
Good. You know, and it's, I just, I'm glad that he's just back in the front. Yeah. I hope he stays healthy. He admitted he made some mistakes back in the day, you know. Sure. And so now he's getting a second chance. I hope he gets something. I like just like seeing him every week, though. You
and
know
also,
what I mean?
It's I like things taking their time, and it's hard to do that when you have so much television. But I do right. like things being, you know, stretched out. And Extreme Rules, it's going to be a fun card, but we can't forget SummerSlam is just over a month away, too. Mm-hmm. And that's SummerSlam has to be WrestleMania light. That's all there is.
Yeah, that's WrestleMania. Yeah, it's died WrestleMania.
So that card has to have a lot, as much story as possible.
That's crazy. NXT, I'm sure some people are going to come up from NXT. It's so
that's gonna be, maybe. That's going to be a good one, though. That NXT.
Are you guys, Lord. Are y'all heading to New York?
I'm thinking about it, but I don't know yet.
We'll see. Got a month to figure it out. Yeah. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. I mean, we covered the main points leading up to Extreme Rules this Sunday. So, yeah. Thanks for watching. Let's all put ourselves over. Evan T. Mac.
Oh, first, yo, shout out to Dan. Shout out to Jay Will, Diamond.
Who's
my
that?
My boy, Johan Pena. Everybody in the chat room. You got to shout the chat out every now and again, Johnny Boy.
I always shout out
loyal,
the chat room.
Devout listeners. Yeah,
I know. Watches. Most of them talk back to me. I know.
Evan T. Mac, Twitter, Instagram. Holler at your boy, man.
There you go.
TK. You can follow me at everything at TK Trinidad. Yeah, definitely shout out to the chat. Joseph, I think
Bosa.
I saw Andrea on there. She said TK's back. So thank you for watching.
So good to have you both back.
We'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, we will. Schedule it. I'm at Jake Quasto. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Yeah.
We have a taping this Sunday if you're in Southern California. David Arquette makes his wrestling return. I'm not kidding. He's wrestling RJ City, a guy who I've never met from Canada. They have some kind of beef. It's going to be filmed. It's going to happen. This Sunday in Port Hueneme, we have an amazing television taping. Also, Coastline Clash Episode 2 aired this weekend. Episode 3 airing this upcoming weekend. Also, some really cool stuff with NWA. Make sure you follow the NWA on YouTube and on all social medias because you might see a familiar face in some of the stuff, too. So, what's up, TK?
And then shout out to Roxy Bronx. They just never get shout out, so there you go.
Roxy!
What up, Rox? Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.